Hi, good morning. This is Mr. Jenkins from Corcoran State Prison. The name of the topic today is Bully in Prison. We have a lot of bully in the prison system that overlook. When we say that, it's a lot of young men in the main prison that have that instinct that they can bully young men that first term. And when we say that, is people that have been in prison for the first time, from 18, 19, 20 on, and does it get to know how to manipulate young men that comes in? And it's no solution to that problem in the prison system, because the staff member and the COs, they are aware of that, but they doesn't have a solution for no more than putting the bully, what we call bully, in the hole, or giving them a write-up. But it doesn't stop the bullying. It doesn't stop, well, I'm better than you, so you need me. You need, you know, on certain issues, you need protection and certain quality. And it's like, we have prison games in the prison system, and the game takes over certain things. And it's like the prison is ran by a prison game that controls the prison system on a certain level. We need to find a way and a bill that can be able to assure that if you do get caught up and come to the prison, in the prison system, that you would not be bullied. You know, they bullied in school, and people that do that, and that they was bullied when they was in school. So basically, they doing it now, you said, in the prison system. And beyond the percentage in prison as blacks, African America has like 8, I think it's 38 to 39% black in the prison system that have went down. And the Caucasian or Latinos like 48 to 50% in prison, it went up. So how do we get this epidemic? It's like a disease. And some people have these diseases that feel that they not nobody unless they are being known as a bully to be somebody. And that's the case, that how do you twist that around? And I like to know what, you know, how would you come up if you was bullied in? How did you handle it? And being in prison, if he was in prison, how did you handle that? And what was your medication, what I call medication, and what was the, how you came up to say, this is what I need to do to not be bullied without violence? And we're trying to give the prison system a better outlook, where people can outlook in prison better than what they're doing now as society. So I would love to hear feedback on that. And if you've been bullied inside the prison, and if you went to prison, or you could know somebody that have, be, you know, how I put it, be sure to try to contact me. And I always leave my information at Mr. Jenkins, BM4522-4B. C58, P.O. Box 3481, Corcoran, California, 93212. You can, like I said, we have the tablet, what they call, and you can go on gettingout.com, and you can text me, open up account, and you can text, and I would text back any information or any input that you have on that. It's a big surgery is something that we need to address on a lot of issues. I know it's Black History Month, and that's pertaining to some of the, we can say, in Black history, because we had a lot in the Black history in the past that was pretty, and we have leaders as black leaders that been buddy, but they came out and being top good leaders for the black community and other communities. So next week I will be talking about different, like we have Black History, why did we call it Black History, and what, how do you feel about certain pertaining that surround that and in the prison system also. So I would like to hear from you, and thank you for taking the time. If you're going online to listen to it, I hope you do, and I will talk to you next week. Thank you.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.